We are in the home of Eleanor Medell, spelled M-E-D-E-L-L. The interviewer is Irene Francis. The date is February 4th, 1999. I have with me Era Weimer and Herb Weimer and Eleanor Medell. And we're going to talk with her and find out things that happened in her life. Would you tell me when you were born?
I was born in Cripple Creek.
You were born in Cripple Creek in 1916. And then how old were you when your family moved to the Wetmore area? Remember?
I was probably... We moved between Wetmore and Florence from when I was two, moved to Wetmore when I was four. But my mother was born in the old house up there on the Hardscrabble.
Okay, and so your grandparents came to the Hardscrabble area when they were young?
My grandpa came here from England shortly after 1850 from England, and my grandma moved up there to the old, what is now, or was for a long time, the old Holstein place. And their name was Gibbs, and she came there from Wales when she was 14.
And what brought them to the area, do you know? Did they homestead, or?
Well, my grandpa's family had a big printing company in Bristol, England. And all the kids went into the printing company, but he didn't want them. He wanted to be a farmer. So he came to the United States, and why he ever wound up here, I don't know. And he wasn't a very good farmer, I don't think.
And that's a kind of a hard place to farm.
But he had just been married a short while, and he found a beautiful animal he wanted to take home as a present to his wife. It was black, it had a white stripe.
Oh, really?
He caught it.
He caught it.
But she wouldn't let it in the house.
I'll bet. And now your grandfather's name was?
Tarek, right? Or everybody called him Teddy.
Okay. And that was your...
My mother's father.
Your mother's father.
Uh-huh.
And your grandmother's name?
Her name was Florence Gibbs. And her dad's name was Thomas. They're the ones that had the place, which was the Holstein place, up near the old schoolhouse.
Okay. Now tell me a little bit about that schoolhouse. Do you know who built it?
No. Don't have any idea. But I know it's been there for way over 100 years.
Okay. What was the name? Was there a name? Did they call it a certain name for the schoolhouse?
I don't think so.
And you mentioned your mother. Now let's go back. What year was your mother born? Do you know what year she was born?
1885.
Okay. And she was she born in the area?
Yes, she was born in Grandpa's old house there, down just a little way below the schoolhouse.
Okay. And then she grew up in that area, and she went to that schoolhouse?
She started to that schoolhouse in 1891 when she was 6 years old. She went through the eighth grade, then she went to Canyon City to a normal school.
Is that what they called it, normal?
Uh-huh.
And was that equivalent to a high school education?
It was a teacher's academy, I think.
Oh.
And then she came back and taught there. Her brother, Theodore, and John.
How old was she when she was teaching there?
I think she was about 17.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember that.
And
Deanna has a book that shows all the things she was
expected to teach.
Mm-hmm. You would be surprised.
Do you know, was she allowed to get married? Or was that a...
Yeah, I think she was. Uh-huh.
She was allowed to get married and teach.
But she never taught after she got married. Though.
Okay, and then she got... Now, how did she meet your father? Where's your father in the area?
I have no idea.
How she met your father?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, we talked about the right side of the family. What was your... Your grandmother's name was Gibbs.
My great-grandmother.
Your great-grandmother's
name was
That
was grandma's
here.
Mother.
Okay.
Was
her name.
But I never knew them. They were all gone before I was.
And you mentioned the Clarkson homestead. Yeah. Did you know the Clarkson?
I knew Grandma Clarkson. I didn't know any of the rest of them. Well, she was married to Henry Clarkson, but he died. I don't know when he died, but I never saw him but once, I don't think. But they had that, they called it the summer resort, which was Forestdale land.
Forestdale.
Do you know where the white, you know where the castle is?
Yes.
You go on the, down that kind of a horseshoe curve.
Uh-huh.
The school, as you go around that curve, the school was right there.
And that was,
you can still see the foundation of the school.
Did they call that?
They called it Fairview School.
Fairview School.
But
it was really Forestdale.
Right across from it is a white house still there.
Uh-huh.
And Asbury White from Pueblo. That was their home. So I was talking to somebody up there, and she thinks she knows all about that area. And I was asking her about that house. And she said some people named Brown own it. And I said, oh, that's funny. People named White build it. And she said, no, Browns always were there. I said, no, they weren't. I said, when I lived there, Whites were there. And it was Asbury White from White and Davis in Pueblo.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a creek went right in front of their house, which is Squirrel Creek, I think. And then there was my grandmother had a big dance hall, and the edge of that dance hall went right out over the creek. That's how close we lived to Whites. And
the dance hall went out over the creek.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
And then she had this great big red 3-story summer resort. She had 2 rooms on the first floor. Was a dining room, and I think she could seat 175 people in that dining room.
And she did. She served the people.
People would go from Florence.
And she also had a post office in there.
Yeah, and it was across the road.
The post office, and it's a Forestdale post office.
Forestdale post office and a little grocery store.
And was that is this separate from Beverly Lodge, or was that Beverly Lodge?
No, Beverly Lodge was on down towards the old homestead. This the Grandma's Hotel was between the creek that ran in front of White's and Beverly Lodge. Beverly Lodge was just a home then.
And this was your Grandma Wright?
Grandma Clarkson.
Grandma Clarkson?
Yeah.
Okay, Grandma Clarkson.
And Beverly Lodge was just a home. They didn't have any, it wasn't a lodge, it was just a home belonged to Tina Moses, and I can't remember her husband's name.
Uh-huh.
But Ruth and I went to Fairview School in the third grade.
Now Ruth is your?
Ruth Moses.
Moses. Okay.
And we had 7 months school.
Now Ruth Moses was your teacher.
Well, she and I were in third grade.
She and you were in third grade. Who was your teacher?
Margaret Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
She was from Denver.
Uh-huh.
And from the time I was in the third grade until I must have been 75 or 76 years. I had a letter from her every year at Christmas telling me what all she'd done all year.
Oh.
All of her travels in Europe and all that stuff. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, no more. So I'm sure she passed away.
Uh-huh. Tell me, did you like being in a one-room schoolhouse?
Uh-huh. And six children.
Six children. And what year was that? Do you know what year that was?
I was 8 years old. Must have been about 1922.
Okay. What did the people around there all farm? Is that what they mostly did?
Mm-hmm. We had cows. I don't think we had a farm.
Uh-huh.
My dad didn't work much.
Uh-huh. Okay.
He was a professional getter out of work.
He was a professional getter out of work?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's a good professional. And your mother?
Never lived up the canyon, but I never remember what they did.
Uh-huh. What did you like in school?
I liked our mistake box.
Your mistake box? What was that?
She always had a box up there, a little slit in the lid. If you heard anybody say ain't, you say Kenneth said A, then you'd sign your name. And whoever got more, heard more mistakes and wrote them down, put them in there, got a prize. And whoever got less, made the least, that nobody had heard, they got a prize. And I got a lot of prizes doing that.
Now, when they made the mistake, she would correct them? Would they have to write it?
Well, we'd open the box once a month.
Once a month?
Uh-huh. But I can remember, at home, we'd call somebody, say Aint, and we'd say, A-I-N-T, remind them, and my little brother would, just little tiny, and he'd hear me say Aint, and he'd say, O-N-T, O-N-T.
Oh, that's neat.
What grade were you?
I was in third. I only went there 1 year.
Did they teach different grades? I found there's different ages.
From first to the eighth. With six pupils, so we skipped a few grades. I think it was my brother was in a second, or the first maybe, and I was in the third. Ruth and I were in the third. And Emma Miller and my brother were in the sixth, and Ray Miller was in the eighth. And Miss Roadhouse was up. That was her first year teaching. But then she taught high school in Denver for years and years. She never married.
What kind of games did you play?
I don't remember. I remember playing the organ, the piano.
They had a piano in the school?
Mm-hmm. We would sing like Annie Laurie and all those Enduring Young Charms. I can remember all those. I learned to play them on this organ. Learned to play them on that organ.
Oh.
Then I got an electric organ. That school was a later one. If you'd hear an airplane go over, the whole school ran out to see the airplane. Because you hardly ever saw an airplane. And if you'd hear them, I bet we didn't hear one in a year.
They were big little ones, of course, I mean.
Uh-huh. Well, they didn't have the big ones then.
Yeah.
But I mean, the teacher expected the kids to all run out to see it.
She ran out too.
Sure. She's just thrilled as we were.
Do you remember did you ever go to Westcliff and see the train? Was there a train in Westcliff?
I never was at Westcliff when I was little.
Oh.
It was a long way to go.
I'm sure.
I used to go from Forestdale to Whitmore.
And how many miles was that? That was quite a way. Would you go on a horse or in a wagon? Or?
We had a buggy.
A buggy.
Uh-huh. With one horse, a baldy. The chaise. Did you ever see one of those?
No, I bet that was neat.
You sure? Yeah, I had a chaise and the horse stood between. We used to go down there. My mother took me down to Whitmore one time when I was almost 8, I guess. And she was going to leave me at Grandma Wright's for a week and then come back. Well, it snowed. And it was in Grandma Wright's house. I slept up in the attic. Aunt Ruth's bed, she had a big old feather bed, and I could scoop way down the bed. But the window faced the east, and I would look out. I got so I wouldn't even look out the window because I knew it would be cloudy and snowing again. I couldn't go home. I was so homesick. I was down there for a whole month. And then one morning, my uncle came in and he said, "You want to go with me? You better get out of bed." And he said, "The sun's shining." And it was just before Easter. We went on the horses. You know where the South Hard Scrabble is?
Uh-huh.
So we went up the South Hard Scrabble on the horses, and he took the scoop shovel. And every once in a while, you'd have to scoop out the drifts so the horse could get through. And I was just about 8 years old. My feet would drag in the snow on each side as we'd go through there.
So we
left Grandma's just after the sun came up, and it took us till after dark when we got up to Grandma Parks' place.
I'm really glad you're home, though, after a month.
You were going to tell me a story about Lover's Leap.
Are you getting this on tape?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you had that.
What's the story?
Lover's Leap was supposed to be, there was two Indian tribes up there, and one of the young braves fell in love with a girl from the other tribe, and her father refused to let them marry, so they ran off. And that was on the back side of the peak, not from our side. I mean, from where the road is.
Uh-huh.
And so they ran off, and all these people were following them to capture them. And they kept getting farther and farther, and they climbed up this rock up to the top. They thought they could get down. There was no way to get down off of it. Mm-hmm. They were trapped. So they jumped.
Mm.
And that's why they call it Lover's
Leap. Lover's Leap. Mm-hmm. And you said something about there being a flag up there?
Yeah, there was a flag waved up there all the time when I was a little girl. I'd see it every time we went up the canyon.
You didn't know what kind of a flag it was?
I can't remember. I don't think it was an American flag. Maybe it was an Indian flag.
Could be. Yes, yes. Did you know the Minguses?
Uh-huh.
He was he a farmer there, or?
I imagine he was. He had two daughters. I can't remember the old. The youngest one they called Babe. They just called her Babe. They let her pick out her own name when she got grown. She named herself Maureen Mariah. But nobody ever called her Maureen. They still called her Babe. And then long years after, I took care of Mr. Mingus at the hospital.
Oh, did you?
When he was a very, very old man, because I was too young myself. And then over just the other side of the castle, you know, there's some old barns, sheds uh-huh. back in there. That was the old Little place. It was Carl and Alvin Little.
Is that Jim Little's? Are they?
I don't know.
Their name was Little, though. Uh-huh.
But they, and I took care of Carl at the hospital when I was there.
Are you a nurse? Did you become a nurse?
I'm an OB.
I see. Well, so you're, you were born in Cripple Creek,
mm-hmm.
and then you said that after your mother died when you were 12 years old?
Yep, we lived on the western slope.
Okay.
When she died.
You moved a lot.
Oh.
And your aunt raised you, your aunt?
After my mother died, we lived with my dad for about 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Then my aunt and uncle named it the Ride.
I see.
And so they
And what was their name?
John Wright.
John Wright. And you went, so then you attended school in Rye?
Uh-huh. Only time I ever went to school. I went 4 years high school without, haven't changed schools.
So where did you go to high school?
In Rye.
In Rye. Mm-hmm. There was a high school in Rye? There is.
Yes,
there is. That's right. And so you graduated from there. And mm-hmm. then where did you have your nurse's training?
I did not have nurse's training. I mm-hmm. went, I worked at State Hospital. On medical floor, and the doctor certified I was able to assume duties of a practical nurse. I got my license by waiver. I had to go to Denver and take the test.
So you got your training the practical way,
uh-huh.
right? The hands on.
Right. Absolutely.
And how long did you work as a nurse?
I worked 35 years.
At the hospital?
No, I quit the state. I worked at Parkview. I worked at state and I worked at Parkview uh-huh. state on.
And where did you meet your husband?
My first husband I met when I lived in Ohio.
Okay.
And then I divorced him. I came back here and married the man that I've known ever since I was 20 years old.
Okay. And how many children do you have?
I just have one.
With a daughter.
I had two. My youngest daughter was killed right out here on the highway.
Oh.
I don't know where you did you know where Wild Horse Creek is.
Uh-huh.
She was killed out there. She was buried the day before Christmas.
Oh. Okay.
But the kids had gone to the canyon and they were coming home, and there was a guy coming towards Florence, and he was on the wrong side of the road and he was drunk and hit him head on.
How old was she?
She was 16. She would have been 17 in March.
Okay. And so you have this daughter that you live with
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah, you know, I lived by myself over in Sunset Park for years and years
mm-hmm.
and years.
Mm-hmm.
But then they moved back here from California. And they stayed with me before they built the house. And I got real sick. They And they know if I'd been there by myself, I would have been there and died. Uh-huh. Because I didn't know I was tired. I was just so tired. But I went to Denver with them. They were going up there for Christmas, and I went to Denver with them. I didn't want to go because I was tired, but I went because otherwise they wouldn't go. So I went up there. And so Christmas Eve, I was so tired, I just laid on a couch. I didn't take my clothes off anything. Slept all night. I wasn't sick. I was just exhausted. The calves of my legs were. The next morning, real early, she got up and I said, "Why don't you take my blood pressure?"
Oh.
So she said, "Okay," and she didn't say anything to me. She went in pretty quick. She came back. She said, "Mother, we're going to take you to the hospital." And I said, "No." She said, "Yes, you're we're going." I said, "Well, I got to take a shower and change my clothes." "No, you don't. You're going now." And before I could get to the hospital, I never even knew when we got to the hospital, and I was in critical care. I didn't know anything for 2 days. I had Legionnaire's disease.
Oh, my goodness.
She says, if I'd been at home, I would have laid on the couch and I would have died. Because I wouldn't have called the doctor. I was just tired.
Yeah. Huh.
So anyway, she says, "You're not staying by yourself anymore." Built the house and they fixed this part.
Great.
What year were you married to Mr. McGowan?
1963.
And you were going to tell me about the Bigelow place up there?
Mm-hmm. It, you know where the Mingus place is?
Right.
It's right in the same neighborhood, only it's across the road, on the other side of the road.
And did you know the people, the Bigelows?
Oh, yeah. I've known the Bigelows. In fact, my mother went to school with Julia Bigelow when she was Julia Jones up the on North Creek.
And where's North Creek?
Out of Beulah.
You know. Oh, out of Beulah.
You go out.
Uh-huh.
Turn, instead of going straight into Beulah, you turn this angle. North Creek would come out close to Wetmore, up there, right by the Billington place.
Okay.
But before that was the Bigelows. That was the, that was where Glenn and Aurelia lived, Bigelows.
Bigelows.
But before that was the little place, and there was May. And she married a Dupree from Rye, and there was Joseph, and he married Maggie Medill from Rye. Now, there was some more of them. Oh, Helen, she married Dr. Crozier from Rye. Lena, I don't know what, is her husband named Joseph? They lived way down on the Apache something. But that's where they were all born.
Now, where's the Apache?
You don't know. Oh,
no, so I don't know
where the Apache was.
Do you know where the Apache? No, we need to know where the Apache is.
Well, it's on the highway.
On?
Highway 25.
Okay.
Well, you know where you go, do you know where that Columbia place is up on top of the hill after you leave Colorado City?
I guess I don't. Why did they call it Apache?
I don't know. That, it's been Apache ever since.
Forever.
Uh-huh. But the wind blows.
Oh, okay.
All the time. I mean, forever.
Uh-huh.
I used to see the sign, "Gusty winds may exist." I thought they said gutsy winds.
It's kind of gutsy, too. Yeah. And so the Littles owned this place first, and then the Bigelows.
Uh-huh.
But the Bigelows got the divide named after them.
Oh, yeah.
Bigelow Divide.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, the Littles were even before that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I lived up top of Bigelow Divide, too. You know, right up top, as you're going from Grandma's place, right at the top of the divide, there's a gate back there. We live back in the woods there about, to me it seemed like a mile, but it probably was a quarter of a mile.
What did you live in? Was it a log cabin or?
I think it was a log. It had upstairs in it. But I think it was only two rooms, maybe three, I don't remember.
And how many children were there then? Or is this when you lived with your aunt?
No, that was with my mother.
With your mother.
There was five of us. And we could lay up there in bed and hear the...
wind?
Hear the mountain lions.
Hear the mountain lions?
Yeah. But when we lived up there at the hotel at Grandma Clarkson's, you had to go upstairs, you had to go out and walk up the stairs. On the outside building, and when I was 8, my brother was 10, Did you ever hear the Kahns up there?
No, what's a Kahn?
Kahns. With Charlie Kahn and,
oh,
and his wife, and they had one son, Carl. But he rode over to our place horseback. His dad had died during the night, and there wasn't very many phones, and all the phone lines were down because it snowed. They couldn't get, you know, couldn't get anywhere. So he came over to our place, and my mother and dad went over to his place with the wagon, and it snowed some more. So all five of us kids were up in that great big old hotel by ourselves. And my two brothers, who was 10 and 6, would wade through that snow down to the old homestead to milk the cows and then come back up there. And we were there 3 nights by ourselves. And the next night, John Harden from up there knew we were there. So he came over to see about us. And we were all in bed by the time he got there. And he went up the stairs and he'd go down the hall and look in all these bedrooms. No kids. And he got clear down to a little tiny bedroom way up back in the corner. All five of us were in one bed. But the only reason we did that was because it was right up over the kitchen stove and it was warm.
Mike, and you'd have to build your own fire and everything while you kids.
Uh-huh.
And so you could hear a mountain lion.
Uh-huh.
Do they scream? What do they sound like?
Everybody said they sound like a woman in pain.
Yeah.
But to me, they just sound like a mountain lion.
You already knew that they were.
Oh, yeah.
You knew what a mountain lion sounded like. Did you know a Mrs. Mingus? Was she there?
Yeah. I don't remember her, but I remember him and I remember the two girls. Then right across from the Mingus place, there's a place there, I don't know who owns it now, but that was Harry Shanks. I think he had a sawmill.
We've been here 12 years, so, you know.
Oh, well, no.
What did the Sheelys do?
Well, the Sheely girl was Faye.
Yeah.
She ran a little creamery station. They took the cream and the milk down in cream, I guess. And then I guess they took it to Florence. I don't know what they did.
You were telling me somebody was a freighter. Who was a freighter?
It was my grandpa.
Your grandpa, right.
Right.
Was a freighter.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us where he took us, where he was. Did he have a regular team wagon?
He had oxen. And he hauled freight from Cripple Creek and Victor down to Canyon City. And he hauled over to Rosita. My mother taught at Rosita.
She taught at Rosita. Did she teach in, was it a two-story school or was it a small one?
It probably was one story at that time.
Uh-huh.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. What, was that her second teaching job? Was her first job, was that the school log cabin?
It must have been her second. It's been a long time since she told me about all these things.
Uh-huh.
But of course I get some of it from the letters too. I know we've got at least 400 letters.
We'll have to look at some letters. I'll have to talk to your daughter. And what kind of freight did your grandfather haul? Was it, did he haul any ore?
He probably hauled ore down and then, supplies, machinery and stuff back up. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Did you know the Draper family there in Wetmore?
I knew of them. I think her name was Clara Draper.
This is the end of the interview with Eleanor Mandel, and we thank she and her daughter, Deanna, who allowed us to come into her home and make this tape for your enjoyment.